Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer. Little programming note for you. With all the guys taking vacations and trips for work this summer, we know we haven't recorded a new episode in a while. Unfortunately, we don't have a brand new one this week either, but we do have a special treat, I guess. What you're about to hear is the very first episode of Four Fat Guys we ever recorded. From an audio standpoint, it's challenging. I accidentally recorded the entire episode using the webcam mic on a MacBook Air rather than the nice mics we had just purchased, so we sound like we're recording from the bottom of a well. As I tell the guys all the time, that's what happens when you pay your producer nothing. If that audio quality is going to bother you, just skip this week and we'll have a new episode ready for you next Wednesday. But really, if you think about it, you're about to hear podcast history, so I just stay tuned and enjoy it. As always, thanks for listening and follow us online. Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Dumbass. Wait till this is we're nationwide.
We are going to be freaking not even East Shelby. This is a waste of time.
It's a waste of time. It's good discussion. It's good banter.
It's great.
Have you heard podcasts before?
No, because I won't listen to it.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem.
Millions of people are listening to it.
I have too much to do with my day.
You don't ever have time where you're sitting around. Go back and forth to work all the time. They listen to this stuff.
Don't you like push a mop for a living or something?
No.
And they want people who talk. They want to hear us pick on you. That's what they want to hear. The fans are going to be like, keep going after Roach, because he's a dumbass.
And they want shirts with Roach's face on it.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that. Team Roach.
In his Cub Scout uniform.
Is it okay for a grown man to wear a Cub Scout uniform?
That's podcast topic number one.
All right, so what is this thing? What are we doing?
It's a podcast.
What's our topic
Ryan,
today?
Tell them what it is. Tell them what we're doing. Who's at the table?
Oh, we got over to my right. We have Roach. He's a big fat bastard.
Do we have to say his real name or just? We'll never call him by it. Jason. It'll always be Roach.
Yeah, I'll always say Roach.
Yeah, I've never. I don't even think my kids know what his real name is. Roach. Well, they might because of your kids.
It just dawned on my son the other day that you two are related.
Well, he is your son.
And then to my left, we have the grumpy old man, the owner of this cat hotel that we're recording in today. And then we have Stubb.
If we ever make it big, just think of the start of this. We'll be in this. We should take some pictures of
this. Make it big. Christ. Our family won't listen to this.
I don't want our family to listen to it.
I don't think we should be swearing on it.
Are we recording?
We're not swearing. Who's swearing?
Ryan did already.
Well, yeah, but he's got a bad mouth.
Yeah, you can't judge by him.
What did I say?
You just called somebody a bastard.
Oh. Is that a swear word?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't think we should be swearing.
It's a clean, upstanding people. That's.
I mean,
that's
the two
vulgar
people that aren't going to listen to shouldn't have to listen to us swearing.
All right.
Even though I like swearing.
So what do you got against swearing on this thing?
What are you drinking?
People don't want to listen to that.
How comes I could get some of that?
You should hear these freaking
This
podcasts.
Is cranberry.
Ooh, I love cranberry.
He's got some little Wayne Cizerp over here or something.
I would have gotten you water, but what did you call us?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I said, go get your soup, sir.
Yeah, well, you got no water then. Because it wasn't filtered.
No, it's got to be special filtered water.
If you drink filtered water or bottled water all the time.
I have filtered water. There is a slight difference, but it's not that big of a deal.
They give you that water, and that's just out of the tap anyway. Any of that bottled water you get.
Mine in my house is filtered out of the refrigerator.
Are we going to get an intro to the show?
We just did it.
We know who you guys are. We don't know anything else about this thing.
What else do you want to know?
A name?
He said our name. I'm Stubb.
No, the name of the show.
Oh,
we don't have anything
yet. Four fat guys.
The voice you're hearing.
I don't like the name of our show either.
Why?
I just don't like it.
We're four fat guys.
Although I've lost 28 pounds since the diabetes struck me.
Four fat guys is just a dumb name. Just to try to a catch name.
How about two guys with hair and two guys without?
What do you want to call it?
Not four fat guys. Because it's going to offend fat guys out there.
The fat guys don't care. They're fat guys.
Yeah,
maybe some fat guys care that they're fat.
Well, then lose some weight.
Just because Roach doesn't mean all guys are like that.
We're the four fat guys. We even have a theme song. Did we?
That happened already.
We played the theme
song? Yeah, the theme song dropped.
They both heard the theme song.
I don't even know
what we're doing. All I know is
somebody catch everybody up here. What's the whole premise here?
That's a good question. What is the premise?
Ryan, help us out.
All I know is I spent $125 for a waste of money.
Oh, yeah, because you needed that $125.
So we're recording all this?
Listen, grumpy old man, so here's what we're doing. We are filming the debate show that's going to answer all of life's questions.
We're filming? We're filming. Where's the cameras? I don't see them.
There's no cameras.
Well, there's going to be cameras someday.
Someday we'll film.
We're recording the debate show that's going to end all debates. And we're going to solve all of life's problems within, 60-minute segments.
Yeah, we could do that. I can just tell you the answers. Why don't you just ask me? I'll tell you the answers.
We didn't introduce Josh either.
Nobody cares about Josh.
Josh is the producer of the program. He did a fine job. We started at 11 o'clock this morning, and it's now 12:10.
Are we starting?
We're starting.
We already started?
We started.
Who's going to listen to this?
Hopefully a lot of people.
Seriously, who will freaking listen?
They're going to listen.
I didn't swear.
It was close.
If you watch the others, you'd see a lot of people.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here for 40 minutes every Sunday or whenever you do it and look at my phone.
Okay, if we started. All right, what's our topic?
All right, so.
What do you mean if we started, I'd like to say Jeff sucks.
That's the biggest contribution you'll get from Roach.
All right, go ahead. What's
all right, so we got the brain trust assembled here, and we're trying to figure out.
Are you even on microphone?
I'm just yelling from the background.
Can
I'm a producer.
Hear you?
I don't know. I'm seeing little squiggles on the screen here. I think they can hear me.
All right, go ahead.
So we're trying to figure out at Disney World.
Okay, I like it already.
We're trying to win over some of the.
All right. So what about all the fans that don't like Disney?
Screw them. Then listen. Turn the podcast.
And by fans, I mean the one person, my wife, maybe that might listen to this.
Tune in next week.
All right,
At Disney World.
We're educating people on Disney.
Well, we're never even going to get to the topic.
This is going
to
be like Burma.
What is the topic?
So we're trying to figure out, at Disney World, what is the best ride in all of Disney World?
No, wait. Can we go park by park?
Who even cares?
So the question is...
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
The best ride is Splash Mountain.
Go park by park.
Well, we should go park by park and then go over which one.
Yeah, then we go which is the best total.
Splash Mountain.
So right there you know that it's not Splash Mountain.
Oh, come on.
So the question is, what is the best ride at Disney World?
Let's start at the worst part.
But what are we talking about? Just for thrills? Because there's a lot that goes into that.
Well, you can throw the other crap out there too, but if you had one ride to go on, if all you could do was go on one ride at each park, what would it be?
At one park.
Where
are we starting?
Let's start at the worst park, Hollywood Studios.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
You can't say that is not the worst park.
What's worse than that? There's nothing there anymore.
Epcot's worse than that.
No.
Now you're just being stupid.
Well, wait a minute. Just because they're going through some changes at freaking well, studios.
Okay. When it's fixed, it might be a better park, but right now it sucks.
Well, so what's so great about Epcot?
The country? What do you mean? They got great rides, and all the countries are awesome.
It's got maybe two great rides, and maybe possibly a third.
No, it's got some good rides.
I didn't say it didn't have some good rides, but...
All right, well...
We're starting at the best.
All right, we'll start at Epcot. I'm okay with that. We'll start at Epcot.
How about we just start it as a park, because other people might think that one's better than the other.
All right, so we'll start at Epcot.
Okay, Epcot.
We started at
Soren. Done. Move on.
Yeah, that is the best.
Yeah, that'd be my best.
I think that's pretty
cool. Soren is the best.
Why don't we just get rid of the other three fat guys and just let me tell the people what we need to know?
I like Soren the best. I do think Test Track is good.
Test Track's good, but it's too long of a wait.
Yeah, and Soren is just pretty amazing.
Can we just talk, though?
One, it's not Soren.
You know, three of the four fat guys here are going to Disney in about a month, and one of them prefers to ride the Frozen ride over the other rides at Disney.
That is me, Uncle Stub, whatever. I don't prefer it. I've been on, how do you pronounce it? Soarin'. I've been on Soarin' 100 times.
Soarin'.
And I've been on Test Track 100 times, so I want to do something that I've never been on before.
Yeah, but you wasted a Fast Pass on it.
I don't care.
I've been to Disney World
100 times. I'm going to ride some rides I've never ridden on before.
I want to go on there. That's just open.
Yeah, Frozen just opened.
So hold on. You would actually pick Frozen Ever After as a Fast Pass over Soarin' or Test Track.
Absolutely.
We didn't have a.
That's show. All you need to know, right there.
Well, I don't go when it's busy, so I just go on them rides anyway.
If I got to take him,
no, you had the other two. One I would have,
but I can't. They don't let.
All right, let's put it this
way.
Wait,
what did we get?
You can only pick one Fast Pass there. You would stand in line at Soarin' and Test Track over Frozen Ever After. That's what you're saying. You'd rather stand in line at.
I would go with Soarin' just because I think there'd be a longer line.
Well, no, that's not true, but whatever.
I would pick whatever's the longest.
But you would use a fast pass. You would use a fast pass at Frozen Ever After.
I'm going to want all three of them anyways. I'm going to pick the line that's longest to skip.
I'm taking Frozen Ever After because I've never done it before. So that's what I did. And I'm okay
with it.
It's
not Fast Pass, but we could have ran right in there.
If it's a short wait,
it's not a short wait. So you go early in the morning and you go right to that ride.
Then do that on Soarin'.
Do you think Stubbs going to sing along with this?
Yes.
The Frozen song?
Let it go. Let it go. Yes, I'm singing along with it.
There go those two listeners.
Two listeners are gone.
Let's keep the singing in minimal.
I don't care. Whatever. All right.
So what is the
top?
What are we back on? What's
all
the best
so
ride?
Epcot? I still say it's
Soarin'.
All right.
Well, that's. I mean, that's just a beautiful ride.
It is nice. It really is a good ride.
They just redone that now, right?
And even with my motion sickness, I'm okay with it.
Oh dear.
Yeah, they did. They
next
time.
I have motion sickness. What do you want me to do?
I have diabetes.
Motion sickness, diabetes.
Every sickness you can
sore
think of.
Ankle.
Yeah, it did hurt my ankle.
Sore ankle.
I did. I thought I broke it, but it's good.
Do you ever think maybe it's done wrong or you're just not very tough?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's kind of a baby.
Maybe. So what? I'm a baby. Alright, next.
Wait, so Soarin', but what's alright, so where are we going?
Let's go to Hollywood Studios.
All that's right. A tough one.
That's easy.
No.
Tower of Terror.
I think Tower of Terror, but I'm going to say that's just a gimme.
Oh, that's a gimme. Tower of Terror.
I'd say before my motion sickness
took over,
Tower of Terror was definitely. It's got the thrill factor, but it's what a great story. It's fun. To me, that would be the last one.
There's not much else, really, there.
The Toy Story of Mania.
Yeah, that's what I tried to say. There's not much there.
We're not worried about anybody's kids.
I like that. Kids love that.
We're not worried about kids.
Toy Story of Mania.
That's your number one?
No, I said it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's fun, but it's a long wait.
Well, that fast thing, pass it. Then you walk on the Tower of Terror.
Here's another question. If you have to choose between Tower of Terror or stupid Toy Story, the Fast Pass, which one do you Fast Pass?
I Fast Pass that because the line is way longer. Tower of Terror, you can get on in 20 minutes. No, bull crap, you can.
I've done it. You can. What day? It's got to be a day when the park is dead.
That I only go in the Thanksgiving time.
And the park's dead at Thanksgiving?
Before Thanksgiving, yeah. There's nobody there.
Oh, well, I guess your kids don't need an education. You can take them out of school.
They really don't. They're not learning anything.
Wow. And now we got knocks on the public education system.
So, Soren, where are we at?
We're at Hollywood Studios. The worst park in the...
There's only two real rides there. Let's be honest. Star Wars. But I don't know. I don't really like Star Wars.
What about the roller coaster?
Those are the two real rides.
Rock and roller coaster. Yeah. How can you say there's only two rides there?
That's it. Those two.
Those are the two good rides.
I'm telling you, that Toy Story Mania, you can find that anywhere. They used to have those in,
you
can
go down to the fair and do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You can go play I Got It at the fair. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's really kind of blah. What do you do? You're just shooting it.
I'm not saying it's a bad ride. It's fun for kids, I guess.
I can't imagine waiting in line that long for that ride, though.
No, we fast pass it. And walk on to Tower of Terror.
How do you walk on to Tower of Terror?
You wait till the afternoon.
We can get the freaking times out.
I just watched the thing.
You can look it up right now.
I got it. I'll look it up over here. It's a freaking 90 minute wait right now.
Is he sure he's even going?
It's not a 90 minute wait right now.
I bet it's a 90 minute wait.
No, not 90, but it'll be 60.
What's today? Sunday?
50 to 60, yeah. I bet.
I'll bet it's 60. You're right.
I'm saying under an hour.
Yeah, but so is Toy Story probably under an hour.
No. Toy Story, that's
huge.
It might
not, because all those freaking little kids want to be on
it. Is he looking it up or not? What's he do over there?
My phone's frozen. I got my phone.
Oh, my God.
He's talking to his wife right now.
He's using the original iPhone.
He's got the iPhone Zero.
Can we put him in charge of water next time?
He's got the iPhone Zero. All right,
what are we trying to figure out? Tower of Terror.
Wait time for fast.
Stubbs already got it.
Oh, wow.
Well, it must be nice to have money.
I just watch it all day, and then it starts dropping in the afternoon.
For the nice phones.
There's nothing at that park.
Well, there's not now, but Star Wars is coming.
Do they still do updates on the original iPhone?
No, you kind of...
Toy Story Mania right now is a 75 minute wait.
Right.
What's Tower of Terror?
It's going to be 30 at Tower of Terror.
Roach says 30 minutes.
It's not 30 minutes. It's getting more than that.
Do you have anything for us here?
Dude, there's nothing on here.
This is great audio.
Your microphone is on.
It's a 50 minute wait.
50 minutes.
50 minute for Tower.
Keep watching it.
45 minute for Rock and Roller Coaster.
Keep watching it. About 3 o'clock, you can get in there.
No, bull crap, you can.
I've walked on.
I'm willing to sit here on this mic with empty air. I proved you at 3 o'clock. It's not a freaking half an hour.
I walked on.
You're saying a half an hour wait.
You didn't walk on at 3 o'clock.
I walked on to Tower of Terror.
When did you go? Was it during a
hurricane or something? We go right before Thanksgiving.
Maybe in January.
It's really slow until Wednesday, and then Thanksgiving, it's crazy.
All right, let's move on. Hollywood Studios.
Wait, so what was the answer for Hollywood Studios?
Tower of Terror. All right.
But I think Rock and Roller Coaster is a good
second. It's closer than Epcot, I think.
To me, I don't know if it's close. Test Track's good at Epcot, too.
Yeah, but I think...
I bet you if you took a poll of people...
Well, yeah, but I don't care about anybody else. Screw them.
We're the ones that are solving all the issues here.
Yeah, well, I mean, but if you took a poll, kids probably would like Test Track.
Test Track is good. It is good, but... All right,
Animal Kingdom. What do you got? Animal Kingdom.
That's a tougher one.
See, I hate that.
We can't judge because Pandora's there now. Yeah. We're going by the non-Pandora rides.
We'll have to come back to this topic
but we just gotta put Pandora out of there.
Forget Pandora. For me, it's Dinosaur.
Dinosaur's like 5 minutes. It's over.
A Bug's Life?
I wrote it like a trillion times. Bug's
Life?
Hey, Josh.
Bug's Life.
Josh.
You want me to cancel that audio?
Was that a serious answer?
Yeah.
Josh, go see if there's anybody randomly walking down the street that's a little happy before 3 a.m.
A Bug's Life?
A Bug's, that is just totally...
You guys going with Dinosaur?
That could be Dinosaur.
It's short.
It's got a story.
How can you go Bug's Life over A, Dinosaur, B...
Any ride?
Mount Everest?
Everest ride.
I like Everest.
What about the... Even the Rapids ride's better than Bug's Life. Bug's Life is nice.
I'll take the Safari ride over a Bug's Life.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Can we get to the bottom of... Do you fast pass a Bug's Life, too?
No, you can't fast pass it.
Why? Yeah, you can't.
What's wrong with the Safari ride? I want to know.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not there with Dinosaur or Everest.
Yeah, but Bug's Life.
Or that Rapids ride is cool.
I like the Rapids
ride. The Dinosaur ride is short, and I've rid it like 25,000 times.
You rid it?
I mean, you just walk on. It's always, you can just walk on.
Yeah, I have walked on that.
He just walks on it. Everything.
I've walked on that one.
Check Dinosaur
now. Hey, try not going at peak time.
You can't walk on Dinosaur midday like this. Maybe late at one of the
parks. Not this time of year, but if you go the right time.
When is he?
If you go the right time, you can walk on to any ride.
Let me try it out.
Yeah, so why do you guys not go the right time?
Why does anybody
pay more to go when it's busier?
Why in the world does anybody buy Birnbaum's book when Roach clearly has all the answers to get there for zero wait time?
Dinosaurs,
I got that out of Birnbaum's book. Is not go when it's busy.
Dinosaurs are first 40-minute wait right now.
Dinosaur 40-minute wait right now.
And
Bug's Life, walk in.
Bug's Life, they don't even put time.
It's not even called Bug's Life, is it? What's it called?
I think it is a bug.
It is a bug. Didn't it used to be something else?
No.
It's tough to be a bug.
It's tough to be a bug.
20-minute wait for that one.
See, I know the names. I don't even know why I listen to Roach.
The new ride there, the flight, the Avatar flight, is a 2-hour wait right now.
No.
Just ask Roach. He'll tell you when to get on. Just walk on.
Yeah,
what? What you guys not understand? Hey, don't go when it's busy.
When can you just walk on?
Yeah, we're going in December.
Right now, it's... Well, no.
Can we just... Busy? What do we got? What time is it? 12:34? We walk in there? We can walk right on?
No. Why don't you guys go, like, the second week of January?
Because we feel our kids need education.
That'd be a mistake on your part.
His kids don't know how to do math, but they can walk on. All right,
so we're pretty much in agreement, except for Bug's Life, man.
It's Dinosaur, and then
I go with Everest over Dinosaur.
Everest is a better fight than the tough to be a bug.
Yeah.
Everest is a respectable argument. It's still wrong, but it's a respectable argument.
Yeah, I don't know that. That's wrong.
A longer ride.
I don't like them going back.
Oh, God, another one.
What is the ride time? I'd like the ride times of Everest and Dinosaur. I don't think it's that much.
Ride time. Let me check it out.
They count that movie?
Welcome to the podcast where we just read you the Disney app, live stream it.
Right. Are they counting the part where they show you that movie? Because that's not really the ride. That's just what they do to make you wait for the ride.
Well, they do that on a lot of things. So even Everest, there's like when you get in, there's a kind of a thing there.
Let's see what I got. Why is our producer not doing this research for us?
Because I've got the iPhone Zero.
To figure out how to get the iPhone Zero.
Why is Ryan's mic so much closer to that stupid flat thing in front of our face than ours are? Well, Stubbs is closer, too.
You can move it.
Well, why is it different? Is what I'm...
That stupid flat thing is a pop filter.
What does that mean?
It prevents the harsh sounds of P's and B's from echoing in the mic.
Oh, so that the one person that's listening to this won't hear those.
They have a really nice audio experience.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
$125 equipment.
You want your wife to have a good experience.
Does it tell you ride times?
I can't find it yet.
You would think we would do show prep or something where you have all this.
Who was it going to say? It would be Dinosaur, 3:10. Everest, 2:51.
That's why we do not listen to Roach.
To Dingleberry over there.
See, that's how much better Everest is. It's a better experience, though.
Well, I'm not arguing with your argument. because you can make that argument.
Wait, give us the ride time for other rides, bro. I got the whole list in front of me now.
I've just ridden that dinosaur so many times with the kids. I don't want to go on it anymore.
Yeah.
It's the same every time.
But he'll know Bug's life.
Didn't they just change it? They just refurbished it. I think they changed it up. Last summer.
How often did they change up its stuff?
Did you know Splash Mountain's 11 minutes?
Yeah, that sounds right, because you're doing all that other crap.
Doing all that stuff.
That's why it's the best ride ever.
All right, let's go to Magic Kingdom. Go to Magic Kingdom.
The best park. Can we all agree that that's the best park?
No, without doubt.
Oh, come on.
No, you're just
that's stupid and it's tough to be a bug.
You're just being dumb now. What's better?
No, I'm actually a huge fan of Hollywood Studios.
Oh my god. It's arguably the worst part there.
That definitely could be argued that that's the worst part. I do like the feel, though, of Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, even that, they're changing up now.
As soon as Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land.
No, you can't make that argument.
It's going to be easy.
So 3 years from now, it'll be the best?
Well, until then, it's not. It can't even be considered.
No. Anyways,
that's awful.
Let's go around.
How long do we have to do this?
Starting with Genius over here. Roach.
Splash Mountain is the best ride, period.
Okay.
That ride is pretty racist, actually.
All right, go on. Move on. What are you picking?
How is it racist?
Oh, it's definitely racist.
All right, go on. Pick what your ride is.
I think I'd have to go with Space Mountain.
I tough call it Magic Kingdom. Tough call.
No, it's easy.
You get one fast pass. What are you spending?
One fast pass. That's all you get. One fast. Ryan's not doing Splash Mountain because he thinks it's racist.
And for me, one fast pass, it's one of those two, Space or Splash.
Yeah, I hate to agree with Roach, but Splash Mountain is my favorite. That's my favorite ride in the whole park.
That's the best ride at all the parks.
Yeah, that's
well, we haven't discussed that yet.
Okay, go ahead. But
I'm going to go with Splash Mountain, too. But it's close.
Space Mountain is good.
What do you mean it's not even close?
It's not even close.
Splash Mountain.
Yeah, you're it's close, for sure.
Space Mountain's okay. It's good. It's not great.
I would like to see how many people rid Space Mountain and rid Splash Mountain, because I bet that's pretty close.
That's unfair, too.
And you're talking
about
more
people. It's unfair for Splash Mountain Space Mountain because it's easier to get on Splash Mountain.
I think more people would pick Space Mountain over Splash Mountain as their favorite ride.
Oh, I do too.
I like Splash Mountain more, but I think more people would pick Space Mountain.
Well, you know what? Thunder Mountain's good, but
I like Thunder Mountain a lot.
But this Magic Kingdom just offers so many other things, you know, that are cool.
Yeah, I'm not big on that Dwarfs ride though.
I don't mind it. It's not great, though.
There's nothing special about it.
Even when you're inside and it's supposed to be, like, they try to give you that feel of, like, Splash Mountain when you're inside there, it doesn't do anything. It just
looks dumb. I prefer people say you're supposed to ride it at night.
Yeah, me too.
I have ridden it at night, and it is better.
It's better at night?
Yes.
You rode it at night?
Yeah, when we did that Christmas
thing. He only waited 30 seconds.
And actually, we only waited 5 minutes.
Oh my God. You are crap.
Full of crap. It was at a Christmas thing. They kick everybody out. It's late.
Wait. Time out.
How did you? You did the very merry Christmas party.
Yeah, and we rode that and Splash Mountain. We did 3 or 4 times in a row.
What do they do at that very merry Christmas party? They give you stuff, food and stuff?
They give you cookies and hot chocolate.
An extra $100, you...
It's like 70, it was like 75, 78 when we were there, per person.
How many people you had in the park?
How many people? It's probably 10, 15% of what normally is there. So you can just walk on any ride, they have parades.
So you had to buy your regular tickets.
Yeah.
And pay an extra $70, $80.
And then at 9 o'clock, people are kicked out. Or maybe it's a little
earlier than that. Now it is.
If you don't have the tag to put on, they just exit you to the exit. Or you have to buy it. And then,
but they aren't doing that when we're there.
It slims way down. You can just notice the people. And then they have parades, so a lot of people go to the parades.
It might be worth it just to get the people out of there.
They have fireworks. It's awesome.
So does Walt Disney himself walk Roach onto these rides?
Yeah, he comes back from life, and he's the ghost, because
you can't duplicate.
He gets a special Walt Disney Fast Pass.
I can't help it; I'm smarter than you guys. That I know how to work the system.
Okay.
He looks like Dumbo, so they just give him a special treatment.
I'd like to see him fly.
Well, wait till the audience gets to see him in his Boy Scout uniform.
Well worth it.
Yeah, we'll get the viewers then. All of a sudden, our listeners will increase by...
Can we put out a Four Fat Guys calendar?
Yes. Yes. All right, so are we going with the best ride in the whole
park? Yeah, you got your top four. What are you going with?
Splash Mountain.
Oh, no, Tower of Terror.
Well, our top four were different for every one of us, really, for the most part. I mean, somebody threw Toy Story in there in a bug's life.
if you have young kids, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess Splash Mountain, if your other two are a bug's life.
If you're competent. So wait, Roach's four was a bug's life. Are you amending that then?
No, I would go with Tower of Terror, but if I was passing it, I would go with Toy Story.
You're now in the wrong part, Burnbaum.
So you're going Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're saying your favorite ride. Your Tower best of
Terror.
Ride. Tower of Terror, Bug's Life.
No. Everest.
Oh, just swing. Switch
He's switching everything.
No, I didn't switch. I said
Everest.
That's a good ride.
Okay, Everest.
It's better than Dinosaur.
Oh.
Wait.
For me, it is.
God.
I mean, that turns
You're
my
saying,
stomach from to even say that.
Toy Story Mania is better than Dinosaur.
No, I said
yes,
Bug's Life is better than
Dinosaur.
Whoa! Bug's Life is better
than
Dinosaur.
There's no such thing as a
Bug's Life.
Tough to be a Bug. All right, well, anyway, your four are...
That's why I hate them.
Everest?
Everest.
Tower Terror. Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain, and Epcot was...
It changes.
Soarin',
all right. Ryan, what were your four?
Space Mountain.
Yep.
Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
Soarin', and the Dinosaur.
Yeah, I'm going to go... Mine's the same, except I would go Splash Mountain, Tower of Terror, Dinosaur, and...
Soarin',
yeah.
Yeah, mine are the same as those. But I'm sure we don't have the same favorite all...
Favorite
overall.
All parks is tough. That's tough.
The hard part would be if they said you can only ride one ride.
It's your last ride. You can never go on another ride ever again. Which one would you go on?
You have the diabetes or something.
don't make fun of. There's a lot of people that have diabetes.
I got diabetes.
Well, don't be making fun of.
Well, if you can't pick on yourself, who are you picking on?
Roach.
Okay. All right, so...
it's tough to be a roach.
The problem I would have, if they said you can only go one ride, I would pick Splash Mountain, but part of that is I want to go into Magic Kingdom for the last time. No.
You can't throw ambiance and all that. We're talking rides.
Yeah. Well,
these rides are in my backyard. Which one do you want to go on? You can only go on one more time.
I would still go on Splash Mountain.
Then don't tell us all the other bullcrap.
All right, well, that's where I'm going. Splash Mountain. Roach?
Splash Mountain. It's obvious.
Tower of Terror, for sure.
That's tough. I almost agree with Ryan.
Oh,
Tower. I'm between Tower of Terror.
Look, Tower of Terror is so great that in Disneyland they got rid of it.
No, they didn't get rid of it. They changed the name.
It's a different ride.
They changed the name. It's the same ride and made it a little different.
It's
show.
Different.
What's
it's
the name
different.
Now?
Guardian of the Galaxies.
Oh, jeez.
But hey, if it was that super, they're not going to change Splash Mountain.
They're doing it for a younger crowd. That's all they're doing.
Did the ride itself drastically change? It's still a drop ride, correct?
It's more up than down.
I mean, to go.
It's a blast.
You probably puked at it.
I wanted to. God, I thought I was dying on
Roach and Stubb need to just go hang out. It's tough to do.
That one was bad. It was really bad. I really
did. All right, so we talked about all these. Are we done?
Producer, what do we got?
You got Do you want to talk about UFOs?
What's that got to do with Disney?
Nothing.
Wait, what was the other one? Star Wars
versus Star Trek. If you want to tackle that one.
We don't have much time left, do we? We've been doing this.
We're at about 32 minutes.
All right, let's do Star Trek or Star Wars.
Hold on.
Star Wars is coming in.
Wait, they thought we were going to talk for 40 minutes about Star Wars? Star Trek?
No. We tackle as many issues as we can. We got this expert panel together. We got to spend our time tackling the questions
of
today.
We got 8 minutes
of the shows. Are we talking about the whole totality?
Just as a franchise.
Star Trek. Easy for me, but I'm old.
Roach.
I don't know. I got to think about it.
He can throw a bug's life out there in nanoseconds, but this he can't figure out.
He wants to throw in Battlestar Galactica. That's the problem.
It's so painfully obvious that it's Star Wars.
Oh no. See, I wanted to hear if there was going to be any dissension here, but Star Trek for sure.
No, not even close.
Star Wars is great. I love it, but Star Trek, just
honestly,
it's the beginning.
I don't care that much either way. I don't even know why this is a topic. Who cares what we think?
Well, maybe somebody does. Roach, are you going to say anything over there or what?
Well, they're different in a lot of ways.
They
get lumped together because it's both spatials.
I'm sure you totally didn't know different. That out there.
One's more intellectual.
Thanks for explaining this to our audience that they're different.
I think on a totality, you'd have to go with Star Trek.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Star Wars
is
movie
great.
Viewing is pretty good.
Yeah,
I like Star Wars.
Well, Star Trek, you gotta take in the series, and there's just so much more content.
Why isn't there a Star Trek world?
Goodberry did pick ahead.
Yeah, why aren't there Star Trek rides?
I think there should be, really. Why isn't there? That's a good question.
I think it's the age. It's the age. Star Trek's just so much older.
They just made all those new Star Trek movies,
They did Next Generation, and they did other movies.
The kids today didn't grow up with Star Trek like we did. Well, at least I did.
Well, they didn't. They grew up with a new generation of Star Wars movies. Why can't they grow up with a new generation of Star Trek movies?
Because, let's be honest, it's the TV shows that get people hooked.
Does anybody watch the new Star Wars or Star Trek movies, though? They haven't been that good, have they?
They've been pretty good.
I've seen the.
I haven't seen one of the new ones yet.
And it was really
that
good.
New Jedi,
I just watched one.
I think
The Darkness, I think.
I think Star Wars is clearly better, but the new Star Trek movies are actually pretty solid.
Who does those?
Abrams. J.J.
I don't know. I haven't seen one of them. And I don't hear kids talking about them either.
So why is this a topic?
Because we wanted to see what Roach would say. You never know what he's going to come out with. I really think he could be thinking Battlestar Galactica was better than all those.
That's crazy.
He went with Star Trek. Everybody's in agreement, Star Trek, except for stupid.
I mean, if I was listening to this, I couldn't be any more bored.
Well, if our producer had picked some good topics
I'm reading off the list that you guys came up with. Wait until you hear some of these other options.
You guys didn't come up with this list. I didn't write one single thing.
There's some real doozies.
You haven't done anything for this.
I have said I don't want to.
So do you have a topic for us?
Yeah, what's your topic?
I have no topics. I said this is a total waste of time. and I'm going to be right.
Well, with that rave review.
Yeah, we're off to a good start. Anybody listening is right now going, yeah, I agree with the grumpy old man.
Us. Four of us are listening, then Josh.
Right now, somebody just tuned in and said, I agree with grumpy old man. This thing is not worth listening to.
All right, so I think wrapping things up, we'll go across. We'll do one speed round, one question. You know, no explanations. We'll just get a poll, see how you guys are feeling. And the question we've got to wrap things up this week is, would you rather eat poison ivy or a handful of bumblebees? Just real quick, gut reaction.
Wait, are they live bumblebees?
I think they have to be. So, I don't think you get to eat dead.
So to be clear, we're eating poison ivy. A handful of poison ivy.
Or a handful of bumblebees. Handful of each.
Why would anyone do that?
When we start our TV show, that's what we got to do.
I'm not doing any of that stupid.
Where we start?
Poison Ivy. Done.
Definitely Poison Ivy.
Yeah, Poison Ivy seems like the less
painful. Yeah, who's allergic to Poison Ivy?
Not me.
Not me.
I get a rash.
I do, too. See, I think probably Poison Ivy because it doesn't feel like it would hurt so much. Can you get Poison Ivy in your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
You can? How do you know that?
He's a Boy Scout. He's a Boy Scout. He's got his Poison Ivy merit badge.
Too, if you burn it.
Do you get merit badges for getting poison ivy? Somebody's got to Google that, because people out there are going to think that you can get poison
ivy. Can you get poison ivy in your mouth?
I don't know.
I'll check on my iPhone Zero.
Did everybody hear the question? Because our producer's over.
Why does he have a mic? He needs a mic.
We don't have that kind of startup cash.
That was an extra.
Okay, I have a question.
$50.
Who's going to be in charge of my water next time?
You. I would have gotten you water, but you made the comment. First of all, you could add tap water.
Is there any difference between tap water and bottled water?
No. Then maybe that's the next show. We do a taste test and see if you can tell the difference. They've done tests. No difference.
There is a difference.
You know how they get your bottled water? They take out a hose.
You get taste difference.
Listen, I hate to admit it, but Roach was right.
Yeah.
Boom. You can get poison ivy from smoke or from eating it. So.
Yeah, who eats it?
Yeah, but
can you get it
in your throat.
Yeah.
You can get it in your throat. All right. They say if you get it, don't eat anything.
I didn't say he was wrong. I just said we don't know that it was right.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, all right. Now that Roach was right once, it's time to wrap things up for the week.
All right, can I go sit in my chair now?
Yeah, let him go.
When does football start?
I think we're done
Chairs
now.
Chairs in.
Grumpy old man needs to clean his dentures.
Time to go. All right, we're out of here.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.